This series contains description of blood, gore, and violence, and discussions of suicide, murder, self-harm, depression, PTSD, trauma, and death. Listener discretion is advised. Professionally possessed. Story 2, Part 2. Same weapon, different scars.
You didn't tell me he was in league with the Time God. I thought he was just another little helpful healer.
I thought I didn't have to tell you anything. You read my memories, and I certainly know that. They never claim to heal. They just move time before an injury happens or after it's already healed. What, couldn't you tell the difference?
Those parts of your memory must have been protected by the god.
You can't blame me. You didn't think a god might cover their tracks? If you'd actually asked me, maybe you would have known trying to kill Simon wasn't gonna happen, and would only provoke divine intervention.
He undid everything!
Which is honestly the best case scenario I hoped for when I had you send Simon there to help. He could have been more graceful about it, but what's done is done. Implying that I outplayed it must have sent the demon over the edge. It rushed at me so quickly, I only had a moment to respond. As it took a chunk out of my abdomen with a clawed hand, I ripped its opposite arm clean off at the shoulder, leaving a limp limb in my grasp. It retreated slowly, and my wound closed up, showing a glimpse at my true power. The demon did not, or could not, fix its form.
I thought you were all about control and style. Seems to me that was just raw, messy violence, just like your crazy consciousness.
As it turned away to ignore me again, I stashed the arm under some of the fabric. I wondered if I could find some use for it later.
I didn't sleep, and doubted I would for the next few days. I stopped at sunrise to retie the demon to my liking and heal its head wound. After that, it didn't take long for it to regain consciousness, and then my tormentor to return.
You had to go and call your god, huh? Too pathetic to handle an elderly couple by yourself. So you're going to ignore me because you can't handle the truth?
I didn't call them. They come whenever I die.
So it's part of your vows to receive your magic?
Yes.
All this to save your pathetic, possessed sister who died anyway. You couldn't save her. You couldn't save either of my victims. You can't even save Helena. You can't save anyone. Your magic's the only thing you're good for, and you can't even use it effectively without its actual owner getting involved.
The demon was sounding far too close to my own thoughts. The kind of thoughts that spiraled and led me to bad places. I had to try and break out of the loop. We're heading south along the road until we reach the next town after Willensdale. I figure we'll find out which direction we should head from there, and find Bridget and Marcia soon enough. Then we'll say goodbye forever, demon.
You know how easily days turn into weeks, turn into years. Repeating until your mind is nothing but an endless void. How long will you last this time?
I was in a corner, continuing to work on one of my traps, ignoring the unforgivable way the demon was talking to Simon. And the bloody fabric grabbed me again and hoisted me into the air.
This is all your fault.
Me? What did I do? I've been quiet just like you asked. I've only spoken when spoken to.
But if you didn't exist, if you were gone, he'd be crushed by now. If I were possessing someone else, he'd be hopeless. He'd accept he couldn't save them. Without you, he'd be broken.
That's not... My feeble protest wasn't enough to hide there was some truth to the demon's statement. It was part of the reason Simon and I kept our distance from one another. We relied on each other too much to never meet, but keeping it minimal meant we managed our dependence.
I should just kill you.
I think we both realize we'll be stuck together for a while longer. You've only been able to cause me superficial pain so far, and that's hardly going to break me, especially when you've only got the power of one arm left. And I've used up most of the extra power from Simon's healings to take that arm in the first place.
Oh, I could just lie to him.
You think he'll believe I'm dead?
He won't. But you can't disprove it. And eventually, he'll have to accept it. It's just a matter of time, like you said. And when he thinks you're dead, you'll break easier as well.
Don't.
That's one of your biggest fears, isn't it? Being thought dead and gone while still living here with a demon? It takes away the small protection you have from those who would kill demons. People's compassion for another human life. Just think how you would feel when even those few who know you start to doubt you've survived.
Let me out of these ties.
Not the most elegant comeback this time. Have I gotten under your skin? Well, since Simon is around sane people again, I'm going to have to be subtle and play my cards right to get under his skin. I suppose that means I'll finally have to give you the personal attention you deserve.
I gritted my teeth as the demon began slowly cutting into my flesh to continue the pattern on my right side onto my left. It wasn't the first time I'd have to endure a demon's torture. And if I was lucky, it wouldn't be the last.
It's just a few stares and whispers. It's not that different from walking to towns alone.
Except people will wonder how and why you learned to tie someone up like this. Then people will realize you are with a demon and insist you kill it, judging you as foolish and cruel when you refuse. They'll distance themselves from you, but will talk and judge you mercilessly behind your back.
I'll be fine. I just need to ask if people saw Helena and then leave.
Even more reason to kill her if this is the second time they've seen her possessed.
Shut it and move. Excuse me, sir. I'm looking for someone or some place where I might be able to ask about people coming and going around. Pain erupted from my forearm where the demon bit hard, nearly severing a chunk of my flesh. Of course you choose now to go back to being feral. I quickly realized my mistake as the stranger had stopped, scurried away before answering my question. Talking to a demon only made me seem crazier. Never mind. I can find my own way. After walking for a few minutes, I found a farrier's stable with a short line of farmers waiting for their horses to be shooed or looked at. This early in the morning, it was probably the busiest place in town. I tried to ignore how similarly these farmers and I guided our animalistic companions beside us. Good morning. I'm just passing through, but I was wondering if anyone here in town saw this woman in the past few days, and what direction she came from.
That girl beside you that's possessed? You want to know where she came from?
Yes, I'm trying to return her to her family.
Sir, they are probably the ones that threw her out. More than likely, they couldn't stomach killing her, even though she was already gone.
Not all families are that cruel.
It's hardly cruel if she's been possessed for that long. They say a demon's torture is worse than dying. You're better off finding a demon slayer if you can't do it yourself.
But people can survive possession. She's still alive.
Only an exorcist could hope to save her. You'd have to find one quick enough.
I know. Everyone knows that, but that's not...
We get you're trying to be kind. Bet you're better off not getting involved if you don't even know her.
And you're better off not making assumptions about what I do and do not know.
Just think through what you're doing.
I asked you one simple question. So either someone tell me the answer, or I'll kindly leave you killers to...
Healer?
My heart jumped into my throat as I heard a voice I recognized from the tavern. I had not seen another local come up behind me leading his horse.
I mean, you're Simon, right? The one that moved into the old abandoned cottage.
He's from around here?
He's only been here about 4 months. He's a magic healer, though, so people been talking.
I'd be careful who you bring to him. He's trying to save that demon-possessed girl.
Her? Oh, she came through the fields to the west a few days ago. I tried to catch her myself because she was eating rocks and thistles, but she ran. I don't think she's a danger to anyone but herself. Still, I suppose someone should put her down.
Didn't you hear me? I said save her.
I thank you for your time. I should be on my way. I nearly ran, dragging the demon behind me. People would talk more now. People who barely tolerated me would whisper and judge me. If I came back, it would never be the same. I would be called crazy again. People wouldn't trust me. How Sarathean, why did history always have to repeat itself? But as I contemplated my god's cruelty, I turned west.
Having fun? It had poked a needle through my flesh, and was dragging a thick piece of bloody, moldy fabric through the wound, tearing and stretching my skin as it forced its way through.
You know, this isn't really my style, but I do what's necessary.
Just do whatever you want, you twisted foot!
I'd been walking for a day and night in the direction the farmer told me Helena had come from. I could see a road in the distance to my left, but I traveled straight through, since the demon probably didn't take the well-traveled ways.
Do you think we're going the right way? You haven't talked to another soul since you left that town.
Tracking her movements isn't going to be easy.
Of course. But you know you're making it harder on yourself.
I'm just doing what I can.
Perhaps that's not good enough. Or is there another reason you're eyeing the travelers on the road like they're monsters?
The demon wouldn't take the road.
But what if there are locals there that recognize the girl? If memory serves, Marcia's asking everyone she can about seeing a possessed woman, while Bridget is sweeping the countryside to look for her. They are doing what they can. You're just doing what makes you comfortable.
It's not...
You haven't changed much since then, have you? Back to your old habits.
I'm trying. I just need to go as fast as I can. But the demon was bringing up bad memories. This is how I used to travel. Avoiding everyone and everything so I didn't have to explain myself. The conversation with the farmers and the farrier was still fresh in my mind. A part of me didn't want to repeat that mistake. Was I too busy protecting myself that I was inadvertently harming Helena's cause? Had I done the same to my sister?
You can't change your nature, I suppose. You're destined to be weak and worthless. That's why Elaine died.
Don't say her name.
I know you wonder why she died, but Helena lives. What makes Helena different from so many other possessed people? If she dies here, you'll know it was your fault.
She's not going to die.
Are you sure? What if I told you she was already gone?
You're lying, then. I know you. I saw some workers toiling in the fields off in front of me to the left. I straightened myself and headed towards them. I could prove the demon was wrong. Excuse me. Could I ask you all a quick question?
I can't believe you actually told him I'm dead.
Does that make you angry? How does it feel to actually have an inkling of what's going on in the outer world while you're stuck in here? Helpless?
It's a distraction, honestly. Normally, I'd have nothing to do but focus on destroying you.
Normally, you'd never know when Simon or the others were failing, letting you down.
You think I don't know my friends? Simon's sensitive, that's all. He's always pulled through when things are bad.
You give him too much credit. He'd leave you in an instant if you didn't have that connection to his sister.
You can't play games like that with me. He cares for everyone, but he has to avoid most to avoid getting hurt.
Will you deny that the worst of him comes out around demons, though?
Am I not the same way? I've hurt more people than you can count because of demons like you.
And you feel guilty about that just like him.
It's not my fault, and it's not his.
Do you really, truly believe that?
Plucking a thread of shimmering color out of nothing, the demon guided this strange mirage closer to my eyes. As it passed across my vision, I saw images from my own memories of mangled bodies, injured friends, terrified strangers, all because of me. Though my brain said it wasn't my doing, my heart couldn't be convinced that was completely true. Doesn't matter what I believe. It's what I know to be true. As the demon floundered at my indifference, I tucked away this little trick it had used for later use. You know, you seem even more distracted by having to deal with both the outer and inner world together than I. You can't seem to get a hold of either one of us.
Don't get cocky. You're the worst when you're cocky.
So the torture continued.
A few more days passed, and while every interaction was laced with disgust and judgment, I continued to ask everyone I saw if they had seen Helena. I got enough vague answers to keep a winding course. I realized I should start asking about Bridget and Marcia as well, because if they were asking around as well, we might eventually ask the same person. It was late in the evening when I reached a new village I'd never seen. They seemed to be celebrating something, as there were many people gathering in the center of town.
Hi. Hello.
Excuse me?
Oh, good evening. Aren't you two traveling late?
Some things are more important than rest. But I don't want to intrude.
Is your companion... Is there a reason you stopped then?
I'm looking for direction, and then we'll travel on. I think it would be best for both of us if you tried to help me here, and we didn't go any further into the village.
I see. Where do you need to go?
I'm trying to track where this woman came from. Have you heard of anyone seeing her, and perhaps the direction she came from? Cautiously, the stranger squinted through the darkness to see Helena better.
I'm not sure. To be honest, there's been a lot going on here as of recent. Our local blacksmith was possessed by a demon, so we haven't had the luxury of idle talk. I don't mean to be invasive, but your friend...
Why are you celebrating the face of a tragedy?
Oh, well, these demon slayers came and saved us. We're holding a feast in their honor. They're just across the way. I could go get them if you need them.
No, I just have one more question. Did you look for an exorcist? There's a woman in the area with dark hair, dark skin, traveling with another woman, big, with blonde curls. The first woman is an exorcist.
So you heard the rumors as well? I mean, we tried, but I think they're just that, the rumors. We heard the exorcist was headed this way via Sapsana, but we couldn't find her, and we couldn't wait. These demon slayers are very good at what they do.
Thank you, but it doesn't matter to me how good they are at killing. I'll head towards Sapsana.
Blood.
I felt the sharp object enter my shoulder as the demon's whisper reached my ear. I immediately twisted quickly and grabbed ropes that had loosened on my prisoner. I took Helena to the ground, disarming her, and tightening the ropes. A few more people around took notice as the one I talked to just stared, mouth agape. Goodbye, and I pulled my demon into the night before anyone else could clock our presence here.
I was still tied up and hanging. The demon was taunting Simon again about something getting too close to demon slayers. While it was distracted, I tried my hand at summoning memories like it did earlier. Small threads appeared below me, the only things clean in a world of blood and mold. If I focused, they coalesced into fabric. Some of the memories were more attracted to each other than others, while others didn't mesh well. I had to reminisce with meaning. I wondered if that meant the ropes that tied me and lay below me were old, dead memories of previous victims. I also wondered how I could turn this against the demon to undo it.
I'd immediately shut myself off to the world again as I'd left the village bonfire. I couldn't tell if I was being paranoid because the stranger had to know that Helena was possessed. She probably told the demon slayers. They had to be behind us, following us. At this point, I couldn't be sure if those were originally my thoughts or what the demon had said to me. It kept whispering to me when I was alone with it.
Simon.
Leave me alone! I could handle demons when they were just crazed and violent. I can't handle them making me crazy.
You've never dealt with a demon like me. I'm better than those weaklings. But be honest, you couldn't even handle them, could you?
The one demon I knew best.
Killed your sister and then let you take care of it for months. He loved an empty shell. Your track record is amazing to us demons.
I was managing.
You obviously weren't doing as well as you thought, since you're letting the same things happen again.
Helena's not dead!
Did you really think she could escape death forever? She always knew she was going to die young. I just got lucky and got the better of her.
Stop talking! I can make you stop! So I gagged it, which is something I should have done a while ago. But as I kept moving, I wondered if it was enough.
Now he has me tied up and gagged. I must be really getting to him.
Is that why I'm tied up here? Have I gotten to you?
He's about to break, and there is nothing you can do about it. He'll leave you and then you'll be lost and alone again.
I'll only be truly alone when you're gone.
That is if you don't go first.
I hadn't slept much at all for at least a week at this point, and I was getting to the point where I couldn't keep my eyes open. The demon was struggling against the rope since I took away its mouth. Helena was getting cuts, strains, bruises. and I was afraid it was going to get worse as more of the rope gave way. In the end, I had to tie her to a tree and tie the end of the rope to my wrist so hopefully it would wake me up if it tried to escape. It wasn't the demon that woke me, though. Instead, it was two strangers standing near Helena and talking.
Does he think the ropes are going to save him or other people?
Makes our job easier. Let's just kill her.
Stop! Don't touch her!
Oh, he's awake.
Fine. I suppose we should tell him what we're doing.
I know who you are. I saw you at the bonfire, but I've got no intention of paying you. So leave us alone.
Look, we don't want trouble either. But those villagers were afraid when they heard another demon was about.
They paid us to find her and get rid of her. You understand, don't you? We're making this easier for you.
Don't touch her! I suddenly felt the rope on my wrist go limp.
Mac! Hold him while I finish this! What?
The demon, who'd escaped the ropes, took a hold of the sword one of the slayers was holding and guiding it to cut a deep slice in the opposite slayer's throat.
I don't think you quite understand this situation.
Shit! Is she not possessed?
Damn it!
I am sick and tired of being interrupted by a stupid, meddlesome human. You should return that money, because you're not going to finish this job.
Wait! What's going on?
Isn't it obvious? I'm a mage, and this is my human sacrifice to my god. So unless you wish to take her place, I suggest you leave us alone.
Do you really believe that?
For your own good, you should.
I mean, I don't want to be blamed if she's not possessed. Maybe she's just crazy.
I don't know. I'm starting to think we should just kill them both.
For God's sake. And I grabbed the demon by the arm, knowing it was still coherent, and started running. Sooner or later, the demon's lairs would have to give up. That didn't stop the demon from taunting me.
What were you going to do if I hadn't stepped in? You really are completely worthless. You need a demon to save you.
Quiet! I don't want them chasing us! Then the demon closed the ground between us.
Then you better keep running, coward.
I did keep running through the night. I still hadn't slept, so I stumbled and fell more than once. I couldn't think straight. The demon kept the worst company, and finally, I just stopped dead in my tracks.
I didn't know what exactly was going on, but the demon was talking to Simon and enjoying itself far too much.
Where are you even going? You're going to lose your trail and never find them now.
I had been working with the memory thread for a while at this point, and I wondered if I could use them while the demon was distracted.
Why aren't you stopping? The demon slayers may still be following you.
I can't keep doing this. I can't. I just can't.
Of course you can't. You never had a chance. Helena's already gone, so why are you wasting your time? Are you stupid? Leave and prove just how much of a failure you are.
Maybe. You're right.
Whatever was happening, I could tell Simon needed help. And I was pretty sure no one else was around, so I guess it was time to do something myself.
Stop telling him I'm dead!
Conjuring the happiest, sickeningly sweet memories I could, I had their threads try to infiltrate the messy, moist strips tying me. They immediately blew apart, and scattered as I suspected, when happiness tried to mix with misery. I landed on the bed of fabric beneath me.
What do you think you're doing?
Me? Just do what you said.
As I stood, the demon, without breaking contact with Simon, teleported over to me. That's when I activated my carefully laid trap. The net I'd tied by hand rose with just a few threads of memories from me, catching the demon in its own web.
No! Stop!
I ran and grabbed the stolen arm I'd hidden. Then I poked at the empty space until the fingers hit something.
What's going on? I said stop! What are you doing?
What do you think? I'm using your own trick against you!
All of a sudden, the demon seemed to panic. And then one arm moved. The rest of the demon tried to grab that arm, but it didn't stop.
This can't work! Why not? You're built to do this, aren't you?
I stared at the dirt as a message slowly started to form.
Simon,
I trust you with my life for a reason. H.
She's alive!
She's dead!
She's alive and she's winning! She's right. I have to keep fighting for her. And with newfound strength, I knocked out the demon with a solid punch. I took what little I had left to secure her to me, and then fell asleep for a few blissful hours.
You little bitch!
I thought you read my memories. I thought you knew it's easier for me to work in the confines of the world you created here. It doesn't take much out of me to use the things you've already made possible here.
But these are my tools, not yours!
Then I suppose you know how to break out of that net, since you can't use my trick. I don't think you keep around positive memories.
I can command them.
So can I. Let's see who's really stronger now.
After a decent amount of sleep, I woke and stopped the demon from drinking Helena's blood. It didn't talk to me, and I was happy about that. I had to be more careful since I could no longer tie the demon up, but my spirits were high. We traveled for a day before I found someone and asked my questions about Helena, Marcia, and Bridget. I was excited when someone said they had seen Bridget and that they were going north along the road. I had to retrace my steps, but this was progress. "Don't you have any comments?" I asked the demon as I left the stranger, but it was still giggling and growling without intelligence. It was a relief, even though I knew this probably meant it was focusing all its ire on Helena now. It was a sunny day, and the wide open fields alongside the road allowed me to see what seemed like miles in every direction. So I immediately noticed when sun bright curls sprouted out of one of the figures in front of me.
Bridget! Marcia!
I knew you'd be trouble from the start.
It took time for it to free itself from my net with me opposing it. As soon as it did, it turned its attention toward throwing more cloth strands at me. Isn't that the issue, though? You don't get a choice in the matter.
Neither do you.
I shook off the attack with some threads inspired by my first meeting with Simon. When I first felt connected to him. Yes, but I've had more time to accept and reflect on my fate. You don't seem like you've accepted the fact that you're gonna die.
You're the one who's supposed to die.
My positive threads are filled with memories of Simon. He understood me in ways no one else could. Our lives had both been impossibly changed by demons. We lost family because of their impact. We couldn't relate to other people, even as we tried to help them. Even though we were very different, I'd always felt connected to Simon, based on our strangely parallel journeys. I'm not supposed to die just because most humans do. I've just accepted that I will always have to fight to survive, and you know what? That's what makes me steadfast. Someone like you who's always trying to attack will never understand what it's like to defend one's life at all costs.
I'm not that weak. To defend life is to admit defeat, and you will never defeat me.
My thread cut through anything that it threw at me. Then I suppose you're too strong to survive, since all you care about is picking at the worst parts of people. You never ask for help, so you never receive it after all. Even gods are willing to help those who ask. I remember the day I met Simon's god in all their twisted glory. They were no better than this demon, really. But when Simon had needed them, they did help. Many times, they inadvertently helped me after all. I probably wouldn't be alive to fight this demon if Simon didn't return my affection. As I thought about this, my thread shot toward the demon.
You are nothing but a shadow of life. You're just like us. You're less than us. You're just...
My thread slipped under its chin and then shot up, ripping off its face and shredding its brain, getting rid of the one part of it that most resembled a human. It was nothing but a monster, after all. It didn't deserve to be able to show the emotions it had twisted to destroy lives. But it wouldn't be doing that anymore. I closed my eyes in exhaustion as I felt myself pull out and back to myself again.
Simon? What are you doing here?
You found her.
Oh, thank Alcerathian. I finally found you guys.
What happened? She looks fine, but you look like... You just look terrible.
I honestly don't know how you two deal with these demons all the time.
Well, for starters, we don't usually travel cross-country while she's possessed.
This one talks, but it hasn't in a while. Has that happened before?
Sometimes. How long has she been possessed this time?
A couple of weeks. I healed her multiple times, of course.
I guess that's why she looks better than when we watch her.
Are you all right, Simon? Your shoulder is all bloody.
I forgot about that.
All right seems a little optimistic. They almost died again, but I don't think the demon understood why they couldn't die. Something about the god blocking those memories from it.
Helena, that's you, isn't it?
Yeah, hello, it's good to see you, everyone. And yes, Bridget, you can back off, I'm fine. Apparently, Alcerthane doesn't even want demons to know about them. And I can tell you everything about them.
It's good to see you survived.
Barely. Simon saved me yet again. He's got a knack for it.
I didn't do much.
What are you talking about? Who's gonna tell them how great you are if we don't?
Helena, I'm not you.
You're a loss. And as much as I'd like to tell you all about how I completely destroyed that demon, I think it would be better for both of us if I just stayed right here. I could really use a nap.
I hugged her.
I hugged him back.
Me too. She restored my hope yet again by being a miracle. No one in the world could do what she did. But then again, I didn't think anyone could manage what I did either. We were just two miracles walking. Demons beware.